It's been 10 days since Hillary Clinton gave up her bid for the White House, and John McCain has wasted no time reaching out to her supporters. Already, Senator McCain has made campaign stops in New York and New Jersey. His campaign has also hosted an internet chat aimed at women voters and at Democrats in general. McCain's message is simple and twofold: talk tough on terrorism and kind words for Clinton. Nancy Solomon reports.
A Republican presidential candidate hasn't won New Jersey in 20 years. Yet John McCain isn't conceding the state. He's opened a campaign office here, the first Republican presidential candidate to do so in 16 years. And during his internet chat on Saturday, McCain made several direct appeals to Clinton supporters.
Every place I go, I'm told that Senator Clinton inspired millions of young women in this country, and not necessarily young women. Inspired a whole generation of young Americans in this country. So I admire and respect her.
And McCain's tough talk about the Middle East and his status as a war hero gives him standing with suburban women who, after 9/11, became known as security moms. At a playground in Westfield, New Jersey, in the midst of several women who gleefully pledged support for Barack Obama, I did find 39-year-old Maxine Schwartz, who voted for Clinton in the primary and is now supporting McCain.
Israel security is an issue for me. I think either president will secure the United States, but as part as being an ally and friend of Israel, I think McCain is the right person, not Obama.
McCain's appeal among suburban women may hinge on whether they're security moms or soccer moms. That is, whether fear of terrorism trumps gassing up their minivans and funding education. At a weekend soccer game in South Orange, Hillary Clinton supporters were in great supply. Some expressed doubts about Obama, but none said they'd vote for McCain. Kim Hughes of Cranford is 41, a mother of two, and a teacher.
I would have liked to have seen Clinton make it further than she did. However, if she isn't there, then I'll still stick with the party.
The women at this game talked about the Iraq War, the economy, and access to health care as issues of primary concern. Colleen D'Alessandro, 40, of Maplewood, says she always votes Republican until now. She's unhappy with the war and global warming, but she continues to support some Republican positions, such as opposition to abortion.
This is the first time in my life that I'm actually having difficulty with the decision. It'll be the first election where I don't know months ahead of time what I'm going to be doing.
A Quinnipiac University poll released last week found Obama leading McCain 45% to 39%, with all of that lead coming from women. Ruth Mandel, director of the Eagleton Institute on Politics at Rutgers University, says if McCain is to reach women voters, he'll have to talk more about economic issues facing families.
He's got a way to go in fine-tuning how he talks about pocketbook issues. It hits them in the grocery store. It hits them at the dinner table. It hits them driving their cars. It hits them in their daily lives and certainly their health care. And he's not associated first and foremost with those issues.
Mandel says she doesn't expect to see Hillary Clinton supporters, who are Democrats, leave the party in any significant number. McCain appears to understand that his success with independent women is likely to depend on whether security or bread and butter is of utmost concern. Taking a page right out of the 2004 Bush playbook, his aides attacked Obama today for being weak on terrorism, saying the Democrat has a September 10th mindset. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon in South Orange, New Jersey.